In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. What a remarkable story in the Gospel this morning, the story of the Canaanite woman. I mean, when do you ever remember Jesus turning somebody away? This woman comes to him and implores three times. I'm convinced that that drama that happens in that Gospel is there for our edification. You know, the hearers of that Gospel, and also for the disciples who needed to learn too. What we have is this woman who comes to Jesus and asks for help. She needs help to heal her daughter, but Jesus is silent. This is a woman from the district where they're visiting Tyre and Sidon. Remember last week we said Joshua took the promised, he took the Israelites into the promised land, that land of Canaan, and there were strangers, there were foreigners. They weren't from the same background as the Israelites. Well, this woman was a foreigner. She was an outsider, and she comes and she asks for help from Jesus, first of all. And then the disciples aren't silent. They come to the Lord and say, make her be quiet. She's crying after us. Make her go away. And Jesus answers them something very instructive. He says, I came to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's Jesus' purpose. She comes to him and said, Lord, have mercy, and throws herself before him. And then Jesus says something even stronger. It's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. So what I was saying there about her being an outsider, that's classic biblical terminology. The Jews are the children. The Israelites, the chosen ones, they are the children of God. The outsiders are dogs, the Gentiles. They're unclean. There's that classic tension in the Gospels. You've got the insiders, the ones whom God is addressing, and you've got the outsiders. So the question is, what do you do with the outsiders? And this drama is played out. It's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. So the woman tells the Lord, yes, Lord, but even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the table. So she was persistent. Three times she implored the Lord. And he was amazed at her faith. Let it be to you as you wish. Her daughter was made well that very hour. This Gospel addresses the question, who is Jesus the Savior of? Is he the Savior of the Christians? Yes. Who is he the Master of? Other than, say, we who believe in him. Is he not the universal God? Is he not the God of all creation? That's a clear teaching of the Christian faith. We don't believe that Jesus is only for us. We believe he is the Lord of all. That icon there is called Pandoprater, which means the ruler of all. And the world may not know it, and people may not realize it, if they haven't heard about Jesus, if they've rejected him, if they don't understand, if they have a stumbling block, whatever, he's their master, he's their creator, he's their Lord, and he's their savior. So we see that in the Gospel. The answer is he's the Lord of all, even the Canaanite woman. So it's a great message to get today. We sometimes wonder about the different faiths and the diversity, even amongst Christians. Is Jesus Catholic or is he Orthodox? That could be a question, right? I bring that up because we had a great story in the news this week about the Pope of Rome meeting the Metropolitan Kirill of Moscow, the Patriarch of Moscow and the Bishop of Rome. It was a historic meeting. They hadn't met in 1,000 years. And they broke down that barrier and they got together and they talked. And that was wonderful. I was reading, they issued a joint statement. Very lengthy, but the content is, it's all essential, you know. It's not just platitudes and verbiage. It's real meat I think that you need to hear. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't heard about it, go online and try to read it. The three things that struck me about that meeting had to do with history, first of all. You know, the Roman Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church are not united. We don't share communion. We are broken. We are divided. I didn't do it, and the church down the street didn't do it, and even people 100 years ago didn't do it. We inherited this condition. You know, we are wounded. We're wounded by the old separations, they said. And we inherited this condition. So we have to realize that. We've inherited a situation. What we can do is pray and work to heal it. And I think that's what they're starting to do. So it's inherited. We didn't cause it. We didn't cause it, so we need to have a good relationship with our fellow Christians. You know, especially the Orthodox and the Roman Catholic. We share so much history, 1,000 years of history together, and 1,000 years plus of brokenness. But the essential things were established in the beginning, and we share that. So the second thing they said I want to remark on today is interfaith dialogue is absolutely essential. And we have to do it without putting down and bullying and trying to convince the other person that we're right. See, we have to be good Christians and believe what we believe and not try to proselytize other people. Because that usually doesn't have a good effect. You know, when you argue with somebody, the success rate of convincing them, especially with religion, of them having a change of heart because you argued with them, success rate is about zero, I would say. It never works. You know, people are trying to win an argument. They're trying to say, I know this, and you don't. And nobody likes to accept that. So we need to do it with a pure heart. The thing that we need to do, and that's the third thing they mentioned, and this was addressed specifically to the young people of the world. They talked about the gospel last Sunday. They said, you have a light. Don't hide that light under a bushel, but let it shine. Let the gospel illumine your lives, and let people see your faith and exercise it and practice it through your love of God in the other person. How wonderful is that? That's the whole Christian message in a nutshell. Loving God and loving another person, showing it through your love of the neighbor. So these two great leaders, you know, the Bishop of Rome, the Bishop of Moscow, they came together and they said this together. You know, we need to affirm our religious beliefs. There's a lot of unbelief in the world. There's a lot of antagonism toward believers of any faith, maybe particularly Christians. We don't need to hide it. We need to affirm it. But we have to respect and honor and learn to live with others who believe differently. That's huge. How could you not respect, how could you love another person and not respect them? If you're called to love your neighbor, even the person who's different, the person who's of a different faith, you have to respect them. You have to honor them. So we can't persecute or put down. We have to build up. Know what we believe, right? So we can let it shine in our lives. That's the great message that I wanted to communicate with all of you today. It's good news. You know, it really doesn't change anything legally or in policy. We're not in communion yet, but it's a great step in the right direction. And talking about the words of love and letting the gospel shine in our lives so that we can communicate that to other people, that's the only thing that wins. Because arguing doesn't win, politics doesn't win, doctrine going back and forth, it just creates more division. So I hope we can build on that message today and in the days and the years ahead, especially as we approach Great Lent here at the Orthodox Church. We need to be humble, we need to love God, and we need to ask God what we need to do to be better Christians. How do we let that light shine, that light of the gospel shine in our lives so other people see it, and maybe then they will have a change of heart and want to accept what we already know, what we believe, that Jesus Christ is the Lord, not just of us, but of the entire created universe. He's their Lord, He's their Maker, and ultimately, most importantly, He's their Savior. So may all come to Him and be saved. May we play a part in that with Him.